Hello, Saints. I just wanted to bring a study I did on Christmas is not about Jesus. And I'll start at Revelation 22:15. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. So in this study, I won't be exposing Christmas as pagan. My brother Zelos already did an excellent article on that. Followgospel.com. And check out my brother Tupos' extensive resources on the topic as well, don'tperish.com. No, today I'll be discussing why Christmas is not about Jesus, using the Word of God and exposing the supposed holy day for being outside of the truth. First of all, as I just did a couple studies on the truth, let's briefly identify what or who the truth is and what kind of God we serve. John 14, 5-6. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Psalm 33, verse 4. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. John 17, 17. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. So the Lord Jesus, being the Word made flesh in John 1, affirms undeniably that he is the truth and the Word is the truth. Anything outside of the Lord's truth is not truth, but error. And can any error really abide with a holy God? Leviticus 10, 1-2. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. So certainly not. We then have to ask the question, where is the holy day of Christ Mass ordained in the scriptures that the men of God might worship him with it? Well, it's not there. It's a man-made, pagan-derived festival of the sun that has nothing to do with our risen Savior, besides a few Bible verses, which are often twisted, and his title added to the name. Keep in mind, Satan is a master deceiver and oftentimes uses the word of God mixed with error to deceive. Genesis 3 verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Matthew 4, 5-7. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Therefore, if the worship of Christmas is outside of the Word of God, which is the truth, is it of God or of man-made tradition? God gave us a commandment to worship Him in spirit and truth. By worshiping God in man-made traditions, the commandment of God is laid aside. John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Mark 7, 6-8. He answered and said unto them, Well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things ye do. So does it make any difference to God that his name is slapped on a pagan holiday with lies injected into the celebration about his word and ways? It does indeed. But God is long-suffering, not wishing that any perish, but that all come to, you guessed it, the knowledge of the truth. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. While our God is merciful, even permitting the abomination of these pagan holidays for a time, all will be brought into judgment in the last day. For man's life is as a vapor, and God knows that we're only flesh. Psalm 78, 36-40. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues, for their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Talking about Israel and the wandering around in the desert. We also know a tree by its fruit. The fruit of Christ Mass being lascivious, drunkenness, materialism, paganism, partying, lying, idol worship, and much more. It's all corrupt fruit and an abomination to a holy God who formed mankind for his glory, to worship him in gladness the way he wants man to worship him. Here's a big chunk of scripture, Psalm 57-23. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee, when thou sawest a thief, then thou contendest with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother, thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things thou hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such as one as thyself, but I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright, Will I show the salvation of God? So therefore, forsake this evil way of Christmas, which is not about Jesus, the truth, and the Word, made flesh, and walk in spirit and truth towards the holy God unto eternal life, for there is no sacrifice left for willful sin. Hebrews 10:26-27. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. May the God of truth be praised forever in truth. Psalm 95, verse 6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.